Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. An Odyssey Station.
America.
They're the American team. The other team, I presume, is the un-American team?
No, I believe they're the national.
Oh, okay, that national
I
team.
I could be wrong about that. I don't even know.
That was the American team against the world or against the un-American team, the anti-American team, the death to America team.
Have you ever heard Roy Woods Jr.'s thing about this, his bit about this particular song? It's so funny. I'm not going to do it justice, but I'll just tell you that he was saying how you never hear black people singing like patriotic songs.
Right.
And he was like, well, I know someone's going to bring up Living in America by James Brown. And his whole point is that black people just tell you like our songs are more about cities where like it's cool to hang out and it might be safe. And he said that's what's happening here. Like, at the end of it, it's just James Brown screaming out, Atlanta, Chicago, you know, like, it's just that.
It's code word?
Yeah.
It's like, where things are all right?
Here are the places in America
that's very
where
clever.
You can go.
That's very clever. I think of this, and if you're a Weird Al fan, all you can think of is his version, Living with a Hernia.
There's Rick, there's Hernia.
You know what?
I got my Hernia.
I got to write that down. I still haven't watched the Weird Al thing.
Oh, you haven't seen the movie?
Yeah, I got to watch
that. It's so good. And I was right that Daniel Radcliffe did win an award.
He did?
Yes. He got something like the Film Critics Award for Best TV Movie Actor Performance.
Oh, that's great.
He's incredible in this. And also just an awesome guy.
Oh.
The people who know him and just everybody adores that guy. And
okay.
For him to want to do this project, to give his absolute all to it and absolutely hit it out of the park is so cool. The movie's fantastic.
That's very, very cool. I dig that. You've also been doing some research during breaks for a thing that we're going to talk about later.
Yeah. There's some orange-faced goobers that have it coming to them today. Buttercup.
Can I just say that...
Asshats.
I love... when this happens with Dan, where the four of us are in the meeting and we're like, Dan, do you want to talk about this? No, there's nothing here.
Well, I didn't want to deal with these people, but they're going to get dealt with.
And then he spends the rest of the show like looking and he's like, did you see blah, blah, blah? No, I was out getting a lollipop. Well, guess what happened?
It's bad.
We'll get into it at 12:45.
Okay.
The reason that we were playing Living in America is because Luke Getsy is coaching Team American.
815 says it's the American team against the January 6th insurrectionists.
Oh, my God.
The Proud Boys and Oath Keepers, like all the Chicago cops and firemen. And
way to go, Ryan Pace.
I've got a joke about a mayoral candidate that I just can't make.
I know
make.
You're talking about little battery powered tasers and bear spray and wraparound sunglasses.
Hi, I'm cosplay. Running for mayor here in Chicago, Illinois, as a Democrat, and I'm here to tell you I want you to go out and buy an AR-15 and back the badge. I'm blah 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 for mayor of Chicago. Okay. Anyway, Luke Getsy, maybe it's a Team American versus Team Americant.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on down there at the Senior Bowl. We'll have more serious conversations about the Senior Bowl as the show goes on. But Luke Getsy did talk about, maybe, his experience And now being the guy that can be the head coach of a program for a couple of weeks.
You've seen young coaches. I mean, there's coaches younger than you that are head coaches. I mean, so I mean, does it feel like that's close, like that's within reach?
I hope so. I mean, it always depends on what you do, right? You got to have success, and then somebody's got to want you. And so in the relationship between yourself, the owner, and the general manager, like, that's got to be all right. The fit's got to all be right. And so you just got to be prepared for the opportunity. I'm going to be myself. That's what I do. And I love leading these men, and so I love doing that in Chicago. I love leading that group. I take that job as if I am the head coach of the offense, and I take it that way. I work every day like that, and so it's what I really love to do.
When you get that next chance to interview after last year at Denver, and now you've had this whole season, you have this experience of another season, how much different do you think you'll be maybe in the interview setting, and how much more ready will you be for that opportunity?
Yeah, I'm so much more tuned in and dialed in to, you know, the whole package. This experience in Chicago has been unbelievable. The exposure that Ryan and Matt allow me to have, and the McCaskey family allows you to have to be a part of it all, is just, it's been an awesome experience. Way more prepared, like you said, for when that opportunity does come. Then, you know, I've learned so much in Green Bay, but, you know, Mississippi State and all those other spots. But this year has been awesome.
Good for him. I think it's a really interesting experience to have not just send a head coach down there to be head coach, but to send an assistant to that. Here's an opportunity with no real risk.
Well, he's got a big year ahead of him.
He does.
And it's much like you said with Byron Leftwich and Tom Brady. There's an analogy there to a guy losing his job because of bad timing around a quarterback. This should be great timing around a quarterback. And there is enormous pressure on Luke Getsy for year two to year three for Justin Fields to be the year. A year. Like I say, he's going to be on the cover of video games and magazines and whatever virtual covers that they have.
Fantasy football mags, like all of that stuff.
He's going to be, he's an it guy in the league now. And this is Getsy's primary charge. So he might be scouting guys, he might be working on his coaching chops, but don't lose sight, if you're Luke Getsy, of what matters this year is the next step for that young man.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.